Well, you know, when you get liquored up and you're feeling warm and toasty inside, there's nothing else like getting a gun. And I know that a lot of people in town like to pick up those guns, especially with the offers that are coming in right now for turkeys and shooting at Freebirds. And I'm just curious if you've been down there, if you've visited, or you plan to go there at all.
You know, John, you actually read my mind. I tell you, once I have a couple drinks, I mean, you know, nothing crazy, just enough to keep warm. I'm gonna head up to North Peak, up to Freebirds, because I heard, what with, you know, Thanksgiving being over now, they got some deals on some good turkey guns. So I'm gonna go out there, see what the deals look like. Maybe pop a few off on the range. Just kind of see how that rolls.
That's good. That's good. You know, it sounds like you got the right attitude. You're really in a good place. I mean, you got great deals. You might as well feel good about it.
Yeah, you know it, John. And I tell you, the thing about Freebirds, the shooting range, right? It's really popular to get the whole zombie targets. I mean, they got them everywhere. But I think, you know, even though I wasn't here for the incident, here in Willamette, that's got a special meaning. You know, you've got to be ready just in case. I don't think nothing's going to happen, but it's important to be ready, to be able to protect your family, to be able to be ready if another zombie shows its ugly face in this town. Of course, you know, that's something that we don't ever want to think about, but it's important to be prepared, and that a little bit of liquor and a shotgun, that's the best way to be prepared for a zombie outbreak.
You know, that, as far as I'm concerned, that should be a bumper sticker. A little bit of liquor and a shotgun. That, to me, is everything that this country stands for, and you seem to stand for it all well. I hope you just continue to stand during the rest of the day. And, you know, now that you've had a chance to be there at the Willamette Memorial Megaplex Mall, what do you think? How did we do? How did the town do? Did it fulfill the dreams and aspirations as you saw it?
Well, you know, it seemed a bit odd again to rebuild the mall with it being the site of so much pain and suffering. But it's like you said, you know, you got to move on. You got to look to the future. That's why I brought my family here. So, you know, I understand how those symbols are important. And, you know, if you separate it from the history, the mall is gorgeous. I mean, it's a beautiful facility. It's got all the kind of stores and shops that you want, you know, except for some of the stuff that you need to go out to the other places to find. But yeah, it's a really wonderful place, not only shopping, but there's a lot of entertainment options for the kids. It's a great place. I really dig it. I'm going to try and stay away from the mall today because, you know, Black Friday, it's murder out there. I dig it.
I sure is. I'm so glad you came on my show. I want you to spread the word. I want you to enjoy yourself. Thank you for being up this early in the morning. It's past 2 a.m., and it seems like the excitement and the callers I'm getting just is endless. I love hearing from you. I want to welcome you here. Have you and your family know that we appreciate you. We value you here in Willamette, and we want to know that we're going to be safe, you're going to be happy, and all the good things are going to come your way. Thank you so much for calling into the show today, Steve.
Thank you so much, John. It's great to be part of the community, and I'm looking forward to the future here.
Well, you go out there and shop some more at the Plex, because there are deals coming all over the place. And there's plenty of good things that are coming your way. The earlier we get into the morning, the better, the bigger the deals are. Things are opening, things are starting to happen, and they'll be happening all day. So everybody that's listening here, take up, like Steve and his family, and get on down to the Plex, because there's plenty of deals coming your way. You're listening to Johnny T.C. Luongo here on LUB 1060 AM, where love lives. And I am going to give it all to you as the beneficiary of it.